What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another ticket got punched. Another soul got collected by the termination train. Now, this is a lengthy article, so I'm going to shorten it for time. However, the foundation of this article is simple. No matter what a man's title is in life, be him a plumber or a policeman, be him a preacher or a politician, all men who are married, especially, have the ability and the capability to put on the mask when thoroughly driven beyond their line. Now, this article was published on the 26th of January. Inside the divorce, or should I say, the bitter divorce of a SoCal tech CEO and his terminated wife with $4.5 million in property at stake. Now, she decided, I'm going to clean you out. He decided, I'm going to put you 6 feet under. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The wife of a wealthy CEO who has been charged with her grisly termination had filed for divorce just 5 months before her carcass was found at the bottom of a mountain in San Bernardino County, with more than $4.5 million in property that was at stake. Now, it seems like this would be a property dispute, right? Marital assets, or in California, communal property. That may be what they really want you to think was the reason why this man decided that he wanted to offline her. However, gentlemen, as you all know, the devil is in the details. Erin Popoli was in the middle of a bitter divorce from Gordon Abbas Gudarzi, citing irreconcilable differences in her June 12th, 2025 petition, according to documents obtained by the California Post. Quick side rant. Irreconcilable differences, no fault divorce. We know that is never going to be taken off the books. And women love to wield that as a weapon against their husbands, which is why so many husbands end up so damn henpecked. However, I've issued a solution. No fault divorce should stay on the books. However, the petitioner should be the one to bear all financial costs. You want to walk away from your marriage? Okay. We know that women are the majority of marriage filers. Then they should be the ones to pay for their freedom. They should be the one to pay for them to leave. Now, of course, we know that the biggest, absolutely worst woman to divorce is a stay-at-home mother, because people will say, oh, well, she can't afford to pay for her divorce. Then the answer is simple. Don't get divorced. If you can't afford to pay for your divorce, then guess what? I don't know. Learn how to fix things instead of pulling the cash and prize lever. That's another story for another day. The 58-year-old mother of two was seeking spousal support from her estranged engineer husband of 28 years, who sold his tech company, US Hybrid, a clean energy company specializing in zero emission powertrain components for commercial and military vehicles, for $50 million in 2021. Ah, yes. He came into a lot of money. She said, okay, this turkey is fat enough. I'm going to cut and run. So he decided, nope, you're going to push up daisies instead. The couple had multiple properties that were going to be divvied up, including a $3 million Rolling Hills estate, which was the marital residence where Ghidorzi was arrested, a $1 million home in Chino Hills, and a 43,000 square foot industrial property in Worcester, Massachusetts. The couple also had vacant land in SoCal worth $500,000 and another property in Crestline, the same town where Popoli's lifeless carcass was found at the bottom of a 75-foot embankment on a mountain road on November 18th. Ghidorzi wanted the court to rule that he and Popoli each pay for their own legal fees, but she demanded that he pay for her legal fees. Once again, irreconcilable differences, no fault. Why should the man be made to pay when it's not his fault? She wants out. She should pay her own way. The charging document, actually filed by San Bernardino, said that Popoli was, quote unquote, particularly vulnerable, and that Ghidorzi carried out the termination with planning, sophistication, and professionalism. Now, here's one fact that the New York Post obviously skimmed over. They didn't put it in their report. However, this is coming from another source that I found. She allegedly withdrew between $5 and $8 million from an account they shared. Gentlemen, if you've ever been married, you know that is the first thing that your wife will do. She will drain the joint account. That lets you know she's ready to make a move. However, I believe that was the main reason he decided that she had to go. Well. Once again, gentlemen, another woman who decided she was going to declare war on her husband via the state. But she wasn't ready for that real war because he decided to bring it to her. And yeah, he made her believe she could fly all the way to the bottom of a ravine. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in public on a highway. I'm going to have to go ahead and give that a 5. Method of execution. This is interesting. He threw her off a cliff. So you know what? I'm going to go ahead and call this one the fall from grace. And I'm going to give that a 45 because we know that he assisted with her descension. Psychological impact. No one was there, obviously, but somebody had to find her carcass. So we're going to give that the standard 30. For the brutality factor, gravity plus ground means a whole lot of damage. Unless she hit her head first on the first rock before plummeting to the bottom of that ravine, yeah, she felt every bone break, every puncture wound, all of it. So I'm going to give the brutality factor a 45. And I'm going to go ahead and throw in a 25 point for the uniqueness factor. You really don't hear of a lot of people getting tossed off of cliffs nowadays. It does happen, but not to the degree where it would actually not be a unique thing. So Gordon, Grizzly Gadarzy gets a score of 150. Ladies, you've been fooled into a serious, serious, and I do mean serious, state of illusion and delusion when it comes to divorce. You think when you file that paperwork that you're going to get some security force that's going to stay with you. No. Only thing that man's going to say is, okay, all bets are off. Till death do we part. And guess what? He decided to make that come true. Well, I rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you wives out there who still think that divorce is going to be your grand way out of a marriage because you decide that you want to leave and you're going to destroy your husband on the way out, you better understand this honestly and truly. You better understand this crystally clear. The power you believe that you have during that divorce, you know, filing. The protection that you think you have during that divorce filing. It will go out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to still use the Duluth model as a sword and a shield to protect you from your soon-to-be ex-husband, that's going to go out right along with it. Because even a CEO, once pushed beyond his line, will put the mask on. Another man who falls squarely into the prime category of HMT. A man who no longer cares about the consequences of his actions will act. Up to and including lethal action. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.